Hello everyone, it's time for Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. We're so glad you joined us here today.
And I'm Marie. It's the first day of the month and we're so glad you can meet us today. Today's topic is small talk.
And the title of our lesson is Where is it? Where is it? So Marie, where is it?
What are you talking about, Peter?
Well, Marie, I'm talking about that very important question that is very useful. It's when you lose something, you can ask for help. And today we'll practice together. But first, let's practice our reading. Here's Marie for some help.
Everyone is losing things. Linda loses her dictionary. She can't find it. Taylor loses her earring. It's small and round. Rob helps her find it. Susie loses her credit card. It isn't in her pocket. And she doesn't have a purse. How can she pay for her lunch?
Thank you very much, Marie. So, do you lose things often?
Actually, Peter, I do. I have a lot of jewelry, and it's usually very small, so I lose them sometimes.
Okay, so you lose your earrings. I often lose my keys. Well, I put them somewhere, and then I forget that I put them in that place. Whenever I leave the house, I always have to remember where I put them.
I do that sometimes, too. All right, well, let's continue to learn more. Let's go to our keywords right now.
Hello, I'm Jack. That's right, Christina is on vacation. 所以呢，你会常常看到我咯。Anyway, 你常常找不到东西吗？今天一开始 ,Linda 就在找她的字典。名词字典是 dictionary。Linda is looking for her dictionary. 然后是 Taylor。Taylor 的耳环掉了，耳环就是 earring， 它是耳朵 ear 和环状的东西 ring 这两个字组合成的哦。Taylor loses her earring. Taylor 说丢掉的耳环是小小的，圆形的。It's small and round. 形容词 round 就是圆形的。Susie 的信用卡 credit card 弄丢了。Susie loses her credit card. 热心的 Rob 想帮忙找，他说。有没有在你的包包里呢？ Is it in your purse? 名词 purse 就是包包、皮包。结果 Susie 根本没有包包。 I don't have a purse.
Hi Linda.
What are you looking for?
I'm looking for my dictionary.I can't find it.
What does it look like?
It's small and brown. It's a pocket dictionary.
Is it under the papers on your desk?
No, it's not.
Can you use an online dictionary?
I can, but I really like my dictionary.
Well, today is going to be a very useful lesson.We all look for things sometimes, right?
That's right. And we can all tell when someone is looking for something because they keep using their eyes to look around.
So, when you see someone looking around for something, you can ask the question that Alex uses. What are you looking for? Hey, Marie, what are you looking for?
I'm looking for Jack.He has something to teach us. Oh, there he is. I found him. Hi, Jack.
Linda 在找她的字典，她说 I'm looking for my dictionary. I can't find it. 这两个句子里的 look for 和 find 指的都是找东西的这个动作。不过它们意思其实不同哦。Look for something 是指找某样东西。而动词 find 则表示找到了。如果我说 Did you look for it? 表示你有没有找一找。但是如果我说 Did you find it? 就是你找到了吗？看出差别了吗？再举一个例子，如果说 He helped me look for my purse, 就是他帮我找包包。若说 He helped me find my purse, 就表示他帮我找到包包了。另外一个要点要提醒你的就是 find 的过去式是不规则变化的，它是 found。 所以如果 Linda 找到字典了，就要说 Linda found her dictionary。
Thank you very much, Jack. Well, today our friend Linda loses her dictionary, and I found one right here. So let's look inside a dictionary. Let's learn about this worddictionary itself. Okay, I think we have a picture of it. Yeah, it says dictionary. You can find words and learn about them in this book. And then it has a definition. It says dictionary, a book that can help you understand words.
I used a dictionary when I was in school. I used it when I had to do my homework.And actually, I still use it today. It's a very helpful book.
Yes, and if you are learning English, you definitely need a dictionary. It tells you about every single word in English. Well, friends, we need to learn some more, so let's go to this next conversation together.
Uh-oh.
What's wrong?
I dropped my earring. Do you see it?
What does it look like?
It's small and round. It's a little gold ball. Is it under your chair?
No, it's not.
Is it under the table?
No. But now I see it. It's near your shoe.
Oh, I see it now. Thanks, Rob. So now, another one of our friends has a problem.
Uh-oh, what's wrong?
Well, that's a great question to ask, Peter. When someone has a problem, you can ask them this question. What's wrong?
So, Marie, what's wrong?
Well, Taylor dropped something, and now she can't find it. So now she is looking for it. Let's go to Jack to learn more about this word, drop. Hello, Jack.
Taylor 把耳环弄丢了。他说 I dropped my earring. 我们要来讲动词 drop. Drop 原来指的是水滴滴下来，或是东西从较高的地方落下来的这个动作。你可以说 The rain drops on my face. 雨水滴在我的脸上。或者邮差把信丢进信箱里，也可以说 The postman dropped the letters into the mailbox. 另外开车卸货，或是把人载到某一个地方让他下车，也可以用 drop. 比如说 I can drop you at the bank. 我可以在银行放你下车。今天 Taylor 说 I dropped my earring.这个耳环掉落可以用来表示把某样东西弄丢，弄丢了。你可以说 I dropped my purse somewhere in the shop， 表示我把包包忘在店里某一个地方了。
Thanks, Jack. Sometimes I drop my change on the floor. Then I have to look for it, and it's not easy to find all of it.
So what does the earring look like? Well, it's small and round. It's a little gold ball. I wear earrings all the time. This is a jewelry that you wear on your ears.
That's right. Earrings look good. People wear them, mostly girls.
That's right. So where are our friends going to find Taylor's earring? They better start looking on the floor and start looking under things, too.
That's a good idea. Looking under things. I bet Rebecca can help us use this word under some more. Hi, Rebecca.
Hey,
everyone. It's the beginning of a new and beautiful month, September. Are you ready to have some fun? Well, let's learn a grammar point. If you want to ask if an item is under something, you can use this grammar point. Is it under something? For example, is it under your book? Or, is it under the table? Friends, this is very useful for English students, so don't forget to use it. Thank you, Rebecca. Friends, we hope you understand the word, so please make sure to practice at home.
But right now, we need to take a short break. Then we will continue learning together. So we'll see you right after this. Don't go away. Welcome back from the break, friends. So, when you lose things, this usually happens at a certain time, right? How often do you lose things? When does this happen?
Well, I lose my things like my purse or my jewelry when I'm late for work. If I'm late for work, then I'm not really thinking so much and I forget all my stuff.
Yes, that's true. When I feel a lot of stress, I start thinking too much in my head and start forgetting things. Well, friends, let's take a look at Conversation C. What are our friends losing now?
Oh, great!
What's wrong, Susie?
I can't find my credit card.
Is it in your pocket?
No, it's not.
Look in all your pockets.
It's not in any of my pockets.
Is it in your purse?
I don't have a purse.
Oh. How can you pay for your lunch?
Maybe you can.
So we see Rob use that same useful question again at the beginning of this conversation. He says, "What's wrong?" Everything is going wrong today.
Yeah, she lost her credit card. She can't find it. That's not good at all. Your credit card is really important.
Many people use credit cards to pay for things. Then you don't need to use cash. So, yes, credit cards are very important. You don't want to lose that.
Peter, quick, look in your pockets.
What are we looking for? I don't have Susie's credit card. I'm not going to look in my pockets.
No, Peter. Look in your pockets is today's calendar phrase.
Look in all your pockets.
Look in all your pockets.
你每个口袋都找找看。
Oh, no. I can't find my keys.
Look in all your pockets.
I have to find them.
Look in all your pockets.
Where are they?
Look in all your pockets.
There they are. They're on the desk.
Why didn't you see them before?
I was looking in my pockets.
Yeah.
Look in all your pockets.
Look in all your pockets.
你每个口袋都找找看。
Well, that was a fun calendar phrase. So, Marie, have you ever lost your purse before?
Yes, I have. One time I left my purse on the plane, and I never got it back. Have you ever lost your wallet before?
Marie, that's terrible. Well, I have lost my wallet, but I found it again. But losing my wallet, that's probably one of the worst feelings in the world. I hate it.
Yes, I do know the feeling. Well, it's a good thing that we all have friends, right? They can always help. Looks like Rob can pay for lunch today.
Yeah, Susie can always make a bad situation into something a little bit lighter, can't she?
Yes, she can. Well, right now, we have to review our keywords. Let's do that together.
Here's our first keyword of the day. Dictionary. Dictionary. Is that word in the dictionary?
Earring. Earring. Lynn is wearing pretty earrings today.
Round. Round. The baby has a small, round head.
Credit card. Credit card. I can buy it with a credit card.
Purse. Purse. Is your wallet in your purse? All right, friends, those are the key words we have for you today. Make sure to practice. And now let's look at our conversations one more time.
Hi, Linda. What are you looking for?
I'm looking for my dictionary. I can't find it.
What does it look like?
It's small and brown. It's a pocket dictionary.
Is it under the papers on your desk?
No, it's not.
Can you use an online dictionary?
I can, but I really like my dictionary.
Uh-oh. What's wrong?
I dropped my earring. Do you see it?
What does it look like?
It's small and round. It's a little gold ball. Is it under your chair?
No, it's not.
Is it under the table?
No. But now I see it. It's New Year's shoe.
Oh, I see it now. Thanks, Rob. Oh, great.
What's wrong, Susie?
I can't find my credit card.
Is it in your pocket?
No, it's not.
Look in all your pockets.
It's not in any of my pockets.
Is it in your purse?
I don't have a purse.
Oh. How can you pay for your lunch?
Maybe you can.
Uh-oh. I lost my earrings. And I can't find my dictionary.
Don't worry, Ginger. All your important things are in this box.
Huh? You put my things inside this box? But why?
Well, because you're always losing things, like your earrings, your credit card, your purse, your bananas.
Yeah, but now all my things are in the box?
That's right.
But somebody may take my things.
Well, nobody can take your things now, Ginger, because I put a lock on the box.
Yay! My things are safe. And I won't lose anything anymore.
That's right.
Monkey Man, you're so smart.
I know, I know.
So, what's the number? Let's open the lock.
The number? Let me think, Ginger. Hang on.
Did you write it down? Is the number in your pocket?
Oh, don't say anything. I...
Oh, you forgot.
Oh.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about dictionaries. And here to answer our question is my guest, Etymology. Hello, Eddie.
Oh, hello, Rob.
Welcome to Question Time.
Thank you, Rob.
Eddie, you know a lot about words.
That's right. Words are my hobby.
Great. Then maybe you can help us answer today's question.
Sure.
Our question today comes from Zhang Yu Wang of Taipei, Taiwan. Zhang Yu writes, I am a first grade student. I am learning English. My mom bought me an English dictionary. But how do I use it? Can you teach me?
Great question. I'm glad your mom bought you a dictionary. Dictionaries are very helpful when you are learning a new language.
Yes, they are. So, Eddie, can you teach Shangyu how to use an English dictionary?
Of course. All the words in an English dictionary are listed in alphabetical order.
What does alphabetical order mean?
Alphabetical order means the words are in order from A to Z.
I see. So words that begin with A are at the beginning of the dictionary, and words that begin with Z or V are at the end of the dictionary.
That's right.
But what if two words have the same first letter?
If you have two words that have the same first letter, then you look at the second letter. The word whose second letter comes earlier in the alphabet goes first.
I see. Well, let's practice. If we have three words, cat, cook, and apple, what should the alphabetical order be?
Well, can you guess?
That's right. The order should be apple, cat, and then cook.
That's right. Great job. A is in the beginning of the alphabet, so apple will come first. Then the C words. Cat starts with C-A, so that comes first.
Thanks, Eddie. Well, friends, I hope you learned a lot today. We'll see you next time on Question Time.
Friends, thanks for joining us today. Well, we had a friend lose a small brown dictionary. Another friend lost a small round gold earring. I'm afraid I'm going to start losing things.
Well, I hope you don't, and I hope you guys don't lose your things. Friends, we'll see you tomorrow for another great lesson right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.